Hello. Hello, everyone. Hey, Noob Noob. Yes. Yes, honey. Them treacherous sides. Let's talk about it. Hey y'all, how y'all doing today? This Mo with the talks. I only speak on what I think. Sometimes I'm wrong. Somebody can school me and I can learn some things. So tonight, guys, I hope y'all had a good day at work. You know, y'all wind down. I hope you chilling. You done cooked your dinner. I heard you haven't cooked dinner for the hubby so I could be comfortable. I learned, okay, drive safely as you go home. Please drive safe. And then let's just vibe as some adults and just talk. I hurry up and cook because I was reading some things. And I'm not trying to lose my man to the side piece. Okay. So tonight, guys, I want to talk about the side chick. So I want to talk about how them side chicks is trying to take our men. Okay. Now I'm gonna talk like towards the end about how women go get side niggas or whatever. But as I was doing some reading and a little research and a couple videos on YouTube, I was noticing a little difference. Like there were some differences. So first, I'm going to talk about the side chick. So first of all, ladies, I'm going to speak in a reference to us ladies. So I'm throwing myself under the bus too. So I'm not singling out no particular woman. I'm not saying that this is going on in no one's home. I'm just speaking from just a broader aspect to things that's going on in life right now. If I'm wrong, please tell me I'm wrong. So I want to say, first of all, ladies, we make our relationship so one-sided. I know I have a problem with doing that. Like, I can speak about all the things that my husband do wrong. He always say, you perfect. You don't do no wrong. Because sometimes, for real, in my eyes, you know, I mean, I don't think I do wrong, you know. But I know, I understand that sometimes I am wrong. You know, when we wrong, you know, we don't just come back and give the whole apologetic. Baby, I'm so sorry. I was wrong for the way I talked to you. I was wrong for the way I accused you. We don't do those. We don't do that, you know. But we be expected for them to goddamn lay a whole daggone owl out to apologize to us. Matter of fact, give us a whole goddamn celebration to apologize to us. And if they don't apologize or if they don't agree with our viewpoint, you know, we make this big thing out of nothing, out of little things. We make big things out of. So, you know, we put a lot of demands on our men. Like, just because they were us, you know, they still is a man. They still should have the right to make certain decisions. They still have a right to have a say-so in things. We try to be the one that run everything, you know. If they don't cater to our emotions, they being soft. You know, we put so much demands on our men. We be stressing them out, ladies. We be stressing these brothers out. Some brothers are really good brothers, and they don't want to tell us that we get on their goddamn nerves. We get on their nerves, you know? You know, they get frustrated because we tell them, like, you know, I'm not happy no more. You know, I just don't feel happy no more. Like, you know, you all serious all the time. You don't want to talk. Or game, like you gone to work and then you cut, or you work too much. That's another one. You work too much, or you know, you just don't cater to me, or you know, every time I turn around, you know, I'm upstairs, you down. We feel like, you know, you're not giving me enough love, you know, like I don't feel like you love me no more. You know, I am gonna finish this and I'm gonna read your stuff. And you know, you don't give me enough attention. You act like you don't care no more. You know, we be saying stuff like that, and we be wanting, and then we demand sex. Like we want sex all the times, so almost like, you know, we demand it. Like they could be tired from working hard, but we like, I don't care. Like, you know, they could have had a stress week and we feel like, I don't give a damn. Give me, I want it. You feel me? So I'm gonna pause my little foundation. I'm gonna read what he said. He said, my girl stressed me out once in a while, but when she does, whoa. I don't even want to fight. I just want to go to bed. Let's allow my body and brain hurt too much for that. And that's the truth. Like, you know, and all of that comes about because sometimes, you know, we be being a little too extra sometimes. We be requiring a lot of attention. We just, We want attention. You know, our logic is, I'm going to make sure, I drink, like when we have sex, we feel like we're going to make sure we drain everything out you. So we make sure, you know, it's just like a psychological thing. We want to make sure you ain't going out there giving it to nobody else, you know, because, you know, and the reason why women, we stress y'all out is because honestly, we be wanting attention, because when you done been in a relationship for some time, you know, you got to agree that you kind of get away from the things that you used to do when you first meet. When you first meet, you know, it's just lovely, you know, like, you know, y'all are, you know, you can't stop touching each other, you kissing each other. It's just, the conversation is different. It's just, it's love. You feel me? It seemed like love anyway. And let's, you know, be honest, like, you know, in doing that, after a while, we just want your attention. So we just try to do little things, you know, sometimes, and when we get the nagging, and when something not right, it could be something, you know, just not giving me enough attention or spending time with me or taking me out, you know, little things that you neglecting for me as a woman, we'll start nagging. We'll start bringing up stuff like 50 years ago, you know, we'll bring up stuff back in ease and you thinking, yo, why are you bringing that up? We done with that. And we still like, I don't care because you did that. I ain't forget about that. And then so we begin to bring back the past stuff that we probably really didn't all the way forgive you. We bring that back up because that triggers what you're doing now. So we, you know, we kind of be, you know, be going through some things, you know, and so we do that. Sometimes we ask the same thing over and over again. You know, they don't want to, you know, a lot of men don't be want to hear that. I asked my husband, he was like, when he come home from work, he don't be want to hear all that. He just be want to relax, you know, wind down, you know, chill, eat a good meal and stuff like that. But, you know, me, I requires attention. Okay. So, you know, we forgive, but don't forget. And yes, we do. We will not forget. It can take the littlest thing. Like, you know, like he trying to wind down. He winding down at the work, like I said, chilling. And I'm just like, you always coming in here chilling. You ain't even going to come up here and, you know, sex me down. And then I start thinking about something 10 years ago. And he like, yo, bro, like, why are you bringing that up? So, you know, that's another thing that we do. And so we start doing that so much that it becomes. And then you get, then you start nagging again, because it's just, if things, because people don't genuinely learn to fix the problem, we just brush it under the rug. So then we do these things, and then, you know, we you know, they feel like they got a headache, you know what I'm saying? They feel like they don't have no chills. With you know, they feel like, oh Lord, I gotta go back home. Like, they really don't be wanting to come home. They don't want to come home to us, but they don't want to be living nowhere else. But they don't want to come home because they thinking like, oh man, it's the same old stuff. You know, they get bored. The same old big bloomers. I'm just sick of looking at that. You feel me? So their eyes start to wander, and they could be at work. You know, I think most of the times it start at work, especially when you got a loyal man. I believe it start at work. So it starts at work. And then before you know it, you got this chick. You know what I'm saying? They getting to see these chicks and they spending time with these chicks on the job and then these side chicks. They appear to be the cool chicks. You feel me? They the ones that they sit down and tell everything about you in your life, you know. And yeah, but guess what? Sometimes they don't stay out, and sometimes they do. You feel what I'm saying? It just all depends on how well they feeling that side chick. But how it usually starts is they start vibing with another woman, and for a chance, they don't have to argue with this person. They don't really know this person, so they don't have no type of, they don't have no obligation or commitment with this person. So they start talking, they start vibing, and then they come to work all the time, you know, and then for you know it, they're exchanging numbers, then the texts start. Then it's like, oh yeah, you coming to work today, then they eating lunch together at work. All these things going on, and you don't even know these things going on. Because why? You at work yourself, and you waiting for him to come on. You notice he start changing. Like, watch your man. You notice he start changing when he going out to work to try to get out, to go hang out on the weekends with the fellas. You notice his, he, you know, his attire start to change. You know, he want to put on a little bit too much of cologne because now, exactly, the pattern changes. And they can't help it because, see, women, we can be sneaky as dogs and still try to remain the same. For real. We only get caught if we want to get caught. Women are like cats. We cover up our shit. Men are like dogs. They just shit anyway. Okay? So, and it's really hard for them to, they try their best not to change their pattern, but they do because for the simple fact that they get so excited and they so physical. So if you just, why, if you know your man, you watch him. I always know when my husband looking at another woman on the job. You know why? Because all of a sudden, he want to start changing up his fitted hats. Before, you was wearing that little busted down, faded up hat. Now, you want to be changing up your hats. Now, you want to make sure your hat matching your jacket. Nah, my nigga, I see what's going on. I see exactly who is she. You know, so man, you geeking, you so insecure, you this, and men, that be men's favorite line. You so insecure. No, baby boy, I'm not insecure. I'm just peeping how you moving right now, Bookie. You know what I mean? I start noticing, you know, my work pants supposed to be these, you know, the little faded up work pants. You feel me? Because most men do, some men do, you know. Men jobs and some men do, you know, it don't matter what your job is, but you still, you know, I start noticing. I'm like, oh, ain't they your good pants? You don't want to pay your good pants to go to work. So I'm looking like, yeah, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? Something ain't going right. Then I'm calling, you used to call me on your lunch break. Now I'm calling on the lunch break. Now you, man, I was busy. I had something, I was chilling with my coworkers. Well, who was your coworkers? You know? And you said me and my girlfriend said this. You know what? You kind of ain't cutting up already. And so you watch those patterns, you know. And hey, you know, and you start watching those patterns. And then you got the side chick, you feel me? So she coming in playing a real cool game. Like, damn, y'all, you shouldn't even be going through that. Why? She crazy, you know. She shouldn't, because he painting you out to be this monster, for real. You feel me? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She crazy. I don't even want to sleep with her, yo. She be wagging out like, yo, look at the... Then they start showing your text messages. You might be cussing them out like, you little bitch. You know, why you ain't answering the phone? Da, 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 da. You know, you might get the spaz, you know. He said, I just want to get a giggle out, Mo. Up there, he ain't even happy. And then as soon as y'all get an argument, it's low key, he texting her like, yeah, yo, what you doing? And then before you know it, him and the side chick getting closer and closer, and we beefing, and she moving in. You feel me? So in the side chick, she doing whatever. You feel me? She ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, she don't care. She don't care about not getting his loyalty. You feel me? She, all she want to do is get him. So she start vibing with him. She start chilling with him. They start sneaking together, chilling together. And believe it or not, I did a little research. They said like the your main nigga, your he crazy. Your bad, your husband, your baby father, your nigga, whatever he is, begin to, you know, really, like, they just start going in. You know, they start building, they start chilling, and that's what happens, and that's how they get in. And the side chicks don't care about him lying. The side chicks don't even care about none. All they care about is trying to be, because side chicks be trying to be the main chicks. That's a difference. Side chicks want to be the main chicks. They want to be, they feel like they listen to everything he said about you, and they feel like they can be better to him than you was. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, and yeah, I know what I was going to say. So I was about to say, believe it or not, they tell the side chicks everything. Like, they really be truthful with these girls. And to a degree, like, they'll be truthful to a degree, like, in the degree of, like, you know, like, just, they will tell them the real problems that's going on in a house, but they might finesse it a little bit, you know, so they can get what they want, you know. I mean, it shouldn't be a side chick, but it is. That's keep reality. Reality is that it shouldn't be a side chick, but they are. Like, most men won't be honest. Like, be honest. Like, most men, it's very rare that you meet a man who never cheats on his woman. It's very rare. Some get caught and some don't. But I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, but it's very rare. It's very rare. Why? Because people nowadays, to me, society don't know how to go. When it start off, they don't think. Sometimes they don't think that it's going to escalate to become something bigger than what it could become. Like, this big old massive affair. It starts off with just having somebody to talk to, having somebody to vent to, because you're going through stuff. Instead of venting to your homeboys, sometimes they vent to homegirls, because some homegirls could be cool enough to listen, give women advice, give a woman aspect on it, but sometimes it can go a little further than, you know, what it's intended to be. And then sometimes, like the side chick, sometimes, you know, dudes, you feel what I'm saying? They, you know what I'm saying? Like, they mess with them because they don't have, and most of them don't, some of them, not all of them, but some of them don't have standards. Like, a nigga could be like, he want, sometimes our men, people just want to be, sometimes they want attention too, you know? And that's why men love side chicks. You're right, yo, because men don't have no intentions on committing to them. That's why, like, you ever notice how when the dude cheat, he always cheat down. He always cheat down. Like, his side chick never, she's never on your level. She can never boss up. Because they don't look for somebody to boss up. They don't look for somebody that look better than you. They just look for somebody that don't mind. We all grown on here, I'ma say. They just looking for somebody that gonna put that dick in their mouth, okay? They want somebody that ain't gonna complain. Somebody who don't mind getting nasty. Somebody that don't mind doing whatever, whenever. That's all they looking for. They just looking for a good time for as long as they want to play until they done playing. That's all it is. That's all they want to do. And they love the fact that, you know, they love the fact that she nasty. I might be like, look, motherfucker, you ain't throwing no motherfucking dick on my ear. She might let him put it in his fucking ear. You ain't putting no dick in my ear, okay? You might call my ears. I might can't hear. He wants somebody he can smack it around their face. And, you know, he might be a kinky little motherfucker. He might be real kinky. And, you know, you wondering why he ain't doing X, Y, Z, because he's really kinky. You feel me? He said, you can date the side chick, and I don't know why anyone would want to go from a side chick to a main chick. Exo's going to find a new side chick. Hey, that's true. Devil said, I don't understand why side chick want to be the main chick, knowing that she is, what, the side chick? Comfortable, knowing, but they don't care, because think about it. This is orchestrated out, because they looking for the ones that don't have no expectation. They don't want nobody with no expectation. So That's why they looking for a side chick. And he said, I'm an asshole. Well, 12 years ago in contact. Right, you feel what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it a buck on what it is. You feel what I'm saying? And yes, he could be an asshole, but guess what? He looking for somebody that would mind taking it in the asshole, okay? Because you ain't putting nothing in my asshole, okay? They looking for somebody that they can don't have to commit to. They looking for someone that's willing, that's not going to nag. Because when you get a side chick, she not going to nag you about let me be your woman. She just hoping and praying she can be your woman. Now, let me just stop that for a second and let's switch over to the side niggas. Now, because these side niggas winning too, okay? So let me tell y'all about these goddamn side niggas. Oh, man, I'm going to go click on it. Let's see. You please put on here what time you go online because I want to click on your stuff. So I'm going to tell y'all about these side niggas. So I was really surprised about the difference in the side niggas. So side chicks want relationships, but side niggas don't. Side niggas don't want relationships. Side niggas just want to be there when you're going through it with your main nigga. They don't want to commit to you. That's the difference. The side chick hoping to be the main chick, but the side nigga don't want to be the main nigga. You tell him like, yeah, I just left that nigga for you because I want to be with you. He on the phone like, huh? What? Okay, I got you. He said, you know what? He was like, you know, you want what? Oh, all right. Yeah, I don't know if I'm ready for, yo, why you leave him, yo? Yo, you should go back and talk to yo, dang, yo, that's messed up. They'll say anything because guess what? The side nigga don't want to commit. Side niggas don't want to make you their main chick because they like the fact that they can deal with you and probably a host of other females. They don't want to, like, settle down with you. You know, they like the benefits that they can get from you, but they don't want to settle down. But the side chicks do want to settle down because most of the times they done probably burnt themselves out, or maybe they just don't care. They just want a man. You feel me? They just want a man. And I hate when the side chicks really be low-key, really side chicks be knowing about you, but when it all blows up, slide in when they want, well, whoever they want. That's the side niggas, you know what I'm saying? And the side chicks, you feel me? Like, I don't know, like they be knowing that you got a main chick for real, but they try to play this, I ain't know about her, I ain't know she is this. You know why? Because the reason why they do that is because they just want to ignore it because they want to be the main chick. But then when things ain't going right and when he decide, like, I'm done with this, I'm ready, go home and chill, because that's what end up happening. Niggas will play with you. They will get that kitty. They will come and do everything, turn you out, and leave you for that main chick. They have no intentions on being with you. And I be hating when I hear girls be like, oh, yeah, the first thing a female say, oh, yeah, he ate my pussy, he did this. Okay. I mean, it's not a far-fetched thing now because it's a part of sex. So you did all of that with him, and what? He's going to come home and do all that with me, because if you think I'm going to let my man go to come to you, then you might as well be thinking, you know? So, he said, why is it always a black dude? White dudes are cheap. I'm not even singling out black dudes or white dudes. It don't matter. All dudes cheat. This is what they do. They get side niggas. I'm just using that. I'm sorry if that offend you, but that's just the way I talk. So, you know what I'm saying? Oh, no. Yeah, because that's just how I talk. That's just where I'm from, you know, how I talk. That's my lingo. You know, that's how I talk or whatever. So it's not even saying like just niggas cheat. All niggas cheat, okay? All niggas got side chicks. Not all niggas, but the ones that go out there and get side chicks got side chicks. I'm just speaking to a population of guys that really doesn't. And honestly, it's something that goes on all the time. Like, it's not for a fact that it's just happening to, we look on TV and see celebrities, see Rashida and Kirk. No, it don't just go on TV. It go on in some of our homes too. You feel what I'm saying? This stuff is real relevant and it's real. And the reason why they get a chance to get these side chicks and side niggas, because that's just the way I talk, but it's guys in general. How they come in is because we just get really lax in making sure that we attend to our man. We have to make sure that, you know, we attend to their needs. You know, when he come home from work, I mean, seriously, we all grown. It ain't nothing wrong with saying, baby, you need some head? You hungry? What you need? Do you need a massage? And vice versa, you know? Same thing for a man. You know, do that for your woman, you know? Let her come home sometimes and see some roses on the dresser. You know, it's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's nothing wrong with, baby, you know, you want something to eat? I'm just going to get you this just because. Because I'm just saying, if you make sure that you cover all your means, you know, then you don't have to worry about any side chick or side niggas coming in. You feel what I'm saying? And even to the ones that feel like, oh, my man loyal. No, loyal men get tired too. You know, they want to be catered to too. They want their emotions massaged. They want their needs and wants massages. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with coming home, say, baby, I thought this shirt was nice for you, so I just got it just because. You know, or this watch was nice. Or, baby, you know, lay down, let me give you a full body massage. I'm just saying, it's just things that we can do to try to keep their attention span there. You know, sometimes we all go, you know, when you in it for a while, we all go out separate ways and it get kind of boring. But I'm just talking about, you got to find ways. Hello. You have to find ways to, you know, keep that interest there. You know, you got to find ways to, you know, keep them on the playing field to make them feel happy and satisfied and fulfilled. You know, I mean, for the women, you know, I know we look sexy when we go out and dress up and go somewhere, but when the last time you came in the house and he came upstairs and said you in a sexy lingerie? When the last time you just got loose and just put a lingerie on it and start just dancing for him, put on a Beyonce and, you know, and dance for him, or Ciara, I think she got a little nice little song, you know, and just dance for him. It's nothing wrong with that. Like, sometimes we have to do those things, because when you neglect to do those things, they go looking for those things out for other places. He said, I just gave a multiple orgasm. Ladies, are you okay? I can't with you. But that's what it's about. Like, please me. You feel me? Like, it's nothing wrong with just pleasing your woman, like, or your man. It's nothing wrong with that, because I'm telling y'all, these sides is coming in and they taking over. They not playing. They come in. And they not trying to leave. They want what they want, and they not trying to leave our men alone. They want, I'm telling you, they doing whatever. They saying whatever, you know. And I'm trying to tell you, like, a lot of people just, you know, they slipping on it because when they find out, then they heard they want to fight. No, don't fight. See the red flags that's going on in your house and correct them. You feel me? Well, Reed, I don't know about y'all. When I started reading and looking at these videos, my husband came in the house. I said, babe, lay down. I'm ready to take care of you. He looking at me like, what the hell? What's wrong with you? Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. Lay down. I'm going to give you something. When you go sit down on that chair, I'm going to give you something to think about. You feel me? Because, I mean, ain't no woman coming in and taking what I done built. Okay? I'm sorry. Because them little side chicks, they seem fun. I'm telling y'all, they seem fun. They seem more energetic, you know. I mean, they don't complain as much. You feel me? Like, it's just, yes, you feel me? Like, I'm trying to tell you, yo, I'm not playing. I made that nigga toes curl before I started this show. I ain't playing. Ain't no shame in my game. I ain't playing no games. Ain't nobody coming in and just going to get it that easy. Okay? I start thinking like, whoa, I think I might be slipping on a lot of these things. Just, hey, how you doing? Just keeping it. Yeah, he lucky. He better be lucky. You know, just, and he only got that because I was watching some video. I was like, oh, I'm slipping. Let me get on my game, you know. So, you know, I went on, you know, took care of him as a woman's supposed to. We all grown. I'm just keeping it real. You feel me? Just took care of him because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to take care of our men. And men supposed to come on sometimes and do something nice for us too. Sometimes we want to bust an orgasm too. Now that's good. Baby, just spread it open, you know, and just put it all in my face. Sometimes we want that too. You feel me? Like, it's nothing wrong with just reciprocating that same type of energy because we want that. You feel me? Because what is the side doing? She opening up them daggone legs whenever you want. She letting you do whatever. She don't care. It's no chills. It's no chills at all. And hey, if you want me to turn from Mo to Lord's TT, then you got it. You know, whatever you want me to be, Moesha, I'll be Moesha. Okay? Sometimes we gotta switch it up. You know, sometimes we might gotta throw on a purple wig, a green wig. I don't care. Sometimes we just gotta switch it up, you know, ladies. I don't care. Sometimes, you know, be his little freak in the house. You feel me? Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, put on some booty shoes, make it jiggle. If it don't jiggle, mine don't jiggle no more. So I make it jiggle. When I walk, I gotta get an extra step in my step to make it jiggle. Sometimes I do that on purpose. Cause guess what? I want to make sure I keep the current to there too. Okay. I want to make sure the current is right there. I don't care, you know. You know, when you get older and y'all been with each other for a while, you know, things don't sit up and jiggle and get still the way it used to be. That's why they be going to those world stars and going to the porn sites. They looking at. Or swing a swing dance with them. Okay, don't play with me, baby. Because I ain't playing no games, okay? So it's like you got to find a way to bring that sexy back. You feel me? You got to find a way to keep it, you know, keep him interested and keep her interested. Seriously, because that's how you keep it fresh. Right, yo, that's how you keep it fresh. As he said, true white ass all saggy now. Ain't nothing wrong with a little saggy daggies, okay? Them things still work, you feel me? I put on a push bra, them things will look like they about 18 years old, but when I take it off, well, let's just say they look like they age, okay? But I'm just saying, they still get the work done. If I get in there and get the twerking and get the twirling them things a little good and turn them around, I bet you won't be looking at how they sagging in you, but wanting to get a whole mouthful. See, stop being used to getting those little bottles. When you're a baby, you drink 8 ounces. When you become an adult, you get a 2 liter, okay? We just packing 2 liters. That's all the saggies is. They're 2 liters, okay? Oh, my God. I'm cracking myself up. That's all they are. So I'm just saying, make sure y'all keep it tight. You feel me? And for the men, don't think it's just going to be all about the woman. Y'all too. Y'all better get in there and get it right too. Y'all better get in there and sometimes put on a sexy thong and go in and put on Cisco thong song and get in there and do us a dance. Turn to a stripper. Start dancing across the floor for us. We want to see somebody. We want to know we got a whole stripper in the house. We know y'all got some moves. Y'all got some moves when y'all out there trying to look for that little side piece. Y'all out there, y'all got a couple moves under y'all. So y'all better get in here and jump off the bed for me too. And get in here and show me a little something too. Because I want to see some stuff swinging around too, okay? Shots. I'm just saying. Don't just think that it's all on a woman because men can do some things too. I mean, I want to feel like, you know, you might, you know, you talking about saggy. Y'all don't get all tight, you know, but throw some oil on there and turn around and get a little sexy on and put a little rose in your mouth or something, you know. He said, I can't swing 4 inches. I can't with you. Oh my God. Hello, thanks for calling. I don't know, you got disconnected. But he said, I can't swing 4 inches, and I'm bald, so I don't have hands to swing. You better go put on, ain't nothing wrong with dressing up and putting on a hat, put on a vest, and a little outdoor costume. You know, the same way we look on women's, we look at all kind of stuff to try to beef it up for y'all. Y'all need to start doing some research, too. Y'all be trying to be lazy. Y'all think it's just all on us. No, y'all better go get, put a tie on, a bow tie, and y'all better go put some, I don't care, put some briefs on or something. Throw them briefs on and give me a little dance. I don't care. Yeah, put that pink man dog on. Let me see what you working with, okay? Because we might can dance together, you feel me? Like, you know, it's all about bringing creativity back in the bedroom, you know? That's what we lacking. We don't have creativity no more. Nobody want to put time in and take the time to try to do what it do to make it interesting. You know, that's really the reason. He said back naked and greasy. I don't care. I will slap them cheeks, okay? I will slap them greasy cheeks, okay? Yes, bring the side. No, now you're doing too much. That side chick coming in that room and knock you and her out that room, okay? Because I don't play, like my girlfriend told me, I don't play fair in the sandbox. I don't do no sharing, period. Dimples really, yes, yes. Like, you know, butt naked and greasy. Ain't nothing wrong. I grease you down with some Vaseline. You be nice and greasy. He said, yes, another low friend. Yes, I'm just saying, I don't do the sharing, but I'm just telling you, by the time I get finished with the energy that's all in me, you'd have thought you had to, I'm in the room, because I'm fit to, you know, I'm fit to go ahead and knock your lights out, you know, I'm fit to give you something different that you ain't had in 10 years, you know, see, that'd be another problem too, because sometimes, you know, people, you know, can just really be more sexually active or have more desires than your mate. And sometimes that's another reason why they go out and get side chicks too. Because maybe your main chick don't want to try certain things and the side chick is willing to do whatever. She's just nasty. You know, she don't care. Call her little dirty butt. She ain't got nothing to lose. And when you come to me, I'm like, come on, stop playing with me. I'm not doing that. Like, you're trying to get me to turn backwards and all my blood going to be going through my head. Come on now. Now you playing too much. You feel me? Then if you're a big girl like me, then you want to be doing all these little flexible positions. Like, I'm skinny and a gymnastic. Now you playing games. Then I can't breathe. So how you going to get satisfaction? I'm going to be a fellow. From having less oxygen, you know. So I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, you know, we gotta come together and y'all gotta work with your sisters though. You feel me? And that'd be another reason. So we can't be afraid to try new things, you feel me? Because y'all playing games, but I'm ready to take me some pole dancing, you know what I mean? Because I feel like I got to kind of step my game up. I'm getting older now. And I want to make sure I don't lose it. You feel me? Because if you don't use it, you lose it. So, you know, we got to, you know, we just got to beef it up, guys. You know, whatever we can do to keep them sides out. I'm talking about you got some old side chicks, too. You got some young ones. They ain't only young sides trying to come and take out men. You got them old ones, too, okay? Them ones that sit around and ain't got no man, probably on their second marriage, probably got about 3-4 bay fathers, and, you know, can't seem to get a man that want to commit to her. They be the one, you got some ones that purposely look for the ones that got a woman or got a wife. So they purposely aim for them, okay? Because they like the fact that they can disrupt your home because they don't care. They don't got a daggone man. So you, what you say? My favorite part of this is making more laugh. Yeah, you is a whole nut. I'm trying to tell you, you is all right with me. You know, so I'm just saying, guys, we just gotta, for real, we gotta like tighten it up, guys. I'm just saying, 2020, y'all gotta make sure y'all tighten it up. I don't care. You know, I'm in on purpose. Y'all better go to the store this week and get some underwears because I'm gonna get me a couple some more. Y'all better go get some cute underwears, get some flavors, like some lime and or get some glow in the dark, you know. Hey Roseanne, what about the old women's brain heat to the men? They do. You got them women, they coming to them. They coming because, you know, we ain't wearing them glow in the dark underwear. We gotta get a Lord. We gotta start getting creative. You know, I'm trying to tell y'all, like, we gotta start doing some creative stuff. Like, go get the head bow in the dark with the little glow in the dark underwears and stuff. Like, maybe go get his name written in glow in the dark. Say, baby, I love you, and put his name on it. There's little stuff like that to make him smile. Or the burnt orange, baby, whatever you got it. Just find ways to keep them sides out, okay? Because them sides, they ain't gonna do nothing but make you cry. They gonna make you wanna fight. They gonna make you feel tight. They gonna make you wanna lose your man. No, don't do that. You know, keep them sides out. And y'all men better start paying more attention to our feelings, okay? Because that's how we won't go get the side niggas. Y'all start paying attention to our feelings. We got needs too. We need to talk too, okay? It ain't all about y'all. We got some things we want to express too. Don't make us go to the job and start talking to the nigga on the job. You feel me? That's the nigga that smell good. Every day you go to work, this nigga smell extra good. Every time you walk, you see this nigga, you start running to him in the store. You start running to him. You know, you start like, damn, he smells good. You know, all it takes is a man to smell real good. I'm trying to tell you. He said, oh, gosh, it's funny. I'm trying to tell y'all, you know, these men, they be smelling good. I mean, we like a man to look good and dress nice. But, you know, a man that can hold a good conversation. I'm trying to tell you, if this woman having problems at home and this man ain't giving her none, or this man ignoring her, and she get a man that's going to sit there and just let us vamp, honey, you got a threat. Because the difference between a woman, now, men usually don't settle down with when they decide, nigga, but the woman be trying to get an escape. That's the difference. Men just want to play. Women want to escape. So we really find a side nigga that we vibing with and everything goes right and he's feeling me like most likely the woman is going to leave. Say what you want to say, she leaving. Because if that side nigga can match her vibes and can understand, she feel like he understand that, you is definitely going to leave with that nigga. You might try to come back, but you gonna leave, you know, girl, white girl, yes. Talk about them Timbs. You missing a red fitted hat, baby. And I'm telling you, I am just vulnerable, okay? It's nothing like seeing a man in some Timbs. And she said the white tees and a daggone fitted hat. Good Google the mother. You know, it's certain things that turn y'all on. Y'all know y'all like them girls that be twerking and, you know, them big butts and stuff. So we got our fetish too. We like a man. Some women like men dressed up, but girl, give me a man with some Timbs, honey. Okay? It's something about a man with some Timbs on. They walk different. The swag is different. But hey, that's a whole nother topic. But I'm just telling y'all better watch it, because when women start really speaking out to the side, nigga, she really looking for an escape. Only time she don't really leave is because that side nigga ain't the right nigga. She realized, and this, oh girl, you made me weak just now. I can't finish my statement. You said the gray sweatpants. Lord, this is gray sweatpants season. Girl, you just made me weak just now. You made me weak. Okay, I'm gonna snap back in. But that's the only reason why a woman won't leave her main nigga for the side nigga, because she realized that the side nigga ain't better than the main nigga. See, women, we think more than y'all men. So we realize I ain't about to leave what I know is good to go with something that ain't promised. So we snap back in it real quick. Oh no, I'm not leaving my main nigga for this side nigga. That's dead. You know, it's all done. I'm done with it. You know, we get honest, get to tell the truth, get it all. Me, I'm honest, you know, I gotta tell it all. So I'm like, baby, I did this and baby, I did that, and you know, this is why I did it. You know, I just come out with it all, but a nigga. Them niggas ain't telling you shit. They taking that to the grave. They not telling you nothing. You done caught that nigga dead-handed. She done called your phone. You know, how you doing? Is this Mo? Oh, yeah, this she. I've been messing with your man. That's your man? Oh, yeah, I just found out about you, and I just want to let you know that we've been dealing with each other for the last year. Okay, and I just want to let you know, like, this nigga playing games with me, and I just thought you should know that I exist. Oh, now you want to tell me you exist. Oh, okay. Okay. So, you know, yeah, that time when you thought he was so-and-so, oh, he was just with me. Oh, for real? So, like, the side, you see what I'm saying? You see how I just played that skit? What you thought? That side chick wanted to be the main chick, you know? She wanted to be that main chick. So my thing is to keep them out. I'm just saying, we got to step our games up, guys. We got to do what we got to do. I'm trying to tell y'all, you know, if you want to keep your man, or if you want to keep a man, and when you get a man, keep him there. You know, let it be no limitations in the things that you'll do. Just treat him. Just be that. Whatever he wants you to be. You know, keep it classy in the streets, but be that, you know, freak in behind the sheets. Well, who said that? What was the song name? No Pain, No Gain. Be a cook and a lady and something like that. I don't know all the words. But y'all know what she was saying, like, you don't show your teeth to every guy you meet. So, you know, we gotta be like that, guys. We just gotta do what we gotta do to, you know what I'm saying, to keep them out. Just watch out for them shady side niggas, and watch out for them shady, thirsty side chicks. You know, we just gotta make sure that we just cater to our men's needs more. Pay attention to the things that he feel like he's lacking, and just try to, like, massage those things, you know. I mean, it's never too much, you know. You can never be doing too much. You can never be, you know, you can never do too much, you know. Be sweet, be extra sweet. What's wrong with that? You feel me? Because that's your man. You feel me? That's your boo thing. You feel me? So you make sure he's good. The same way if you was to step out and that other man, you want to make sure you smell real good. You in the store trying to get extra lotion and extra spray to smell really, really good. Yeah, make sure you do the same for your man, you know. Ain't nothing wrong with still spraying the pillows down and the sheets down and the blankets down and make it smell good. You feel me? Just make sure you keep that excitement there. You feel me? And as long as you keep that excitement there, she ain't gonna have no room to get in. And be secure in yourself and knowing that ain't no other woman gonna be able to come and take what she wants, okay? That's when you know your security steps in. Like, be secure in yourself. And that's just that, guys. You know, do anybody got anything they wanna add? Okay, no problem. You good. You know, anybody got any last remarks? Because, you know, no one is talking to me and I'm getting a little thirsty over here, you know. I would love to hear what y'all got to say about these side chicks. You know, these side niggas, do y'all agree with me or do y'all disagree? I mean, what y'all got to say? You know, y'all real quiet. Let me find out some of y'all the side chicks over there. Let me find out some of y'all the side niggas over there. Let me find out. She said, do the same to keep that you did to get them. I mean, a lot of people don't be doing that. You know, I gotta admit that sometimes I kind of got a little relaxed in some things because you start thinking like, you know, oh, that's just them. You don't be trying to do like all the stuff that you used to do because you feel like you don't have to do those things. But, you know, then we still gotta do those things. We still gotta, you know, like you said, you know, yeah, my make them right, you know, and we still gotta make sure we do those things, you know, cater to their needs because the side chick gonna be like, how you doing? We be like, where you at? What you doing? Why are you going over there? How long is it gonna take you to get home? She all like, how you doing today, baby? How was your day today? You know, we gotta start switching up our lingo, you know. Instead of saying, where you at, baby? Baby, I love you so much. Send that text with those emojis. You know, little kissy emojis, baby. Or them the emojis with the tongue out. Like, baby, I can't wait to see you tonight. Send some little pictures and stuff. You know, you got to bring it back. Like, make them like, ooh, what's going on with this? You know? And I mean, don't do it too much because then you get used to it. You know, you got to just keep it sexy and keep switching it up. And you right, yo, her job is to embrace his every need. We is there to be his emotional partner. We there to help him physically if he gets injured or he tired or his back hurt, his knee hurt, his feet hurt. Massage his feet. When last time y'all put some lotion on a man's feet and massage? Ain't nothing wrong with massaging his feet, you know. Ain't nothing wrong with getting some of that ash off the back of his heels. You know, massage that man's feet, massage his shoulders, you know, massage his temple, kiss him on his head, his forehead, his nose. Let him know that he's special. You know, be his coach, be his therapist. You know, sometimes he's going to go through something. You say you never got that. I'm so sorry you ain't never get that. You know, I would say sometimes, you know, we learn late, you feel me? But when, you know, those things that you learn as you go, but that's what we have to do because those things that y'all be looking for as well. We want those things, but y'all want those things as well. So we have to make sure that we keep it tight because these sizes, they coming, man. They winning right now. They taking whole family men. They breaking families apart. Like the men's are leaving their families. You feel me? Men are leaving. Like they moving in with these sides. You feel me? They marrying them. They buying them houses. They buying them cars. So I'm just saying, like, you know, it got to be something that they doing that we're not doing. And we can, you know, things, you know, we just got to, like, beef it up, guys. Like, ain't no side chick coming and taking shit from me, okay? That's mine. Okay, I'm just saying. So now, what you want, baby? Because I can do that. What you want? My husband came in here. He. You said, wait a minute, y'all don't say, hey, Mo. I just say I'm not washing no man's feet. Just remember, I had to wash my husband's feet. You better wash those feet. You better wash his feet. You better put some Jaws in the Jaws and some Dove soap or something. Make it smell good and wash it down and lotion that man's feet. Let that man go to bed smiling, looking at his TV shows. And give him the remote control because they remote control hunkies. They junkies. They want to take over. Yeah, baby, you can have a remote control. Baby, would you like me to turn the channel for you or would you like to have it? No, you can give it to me. Okay, baby, it's good. You need a snack. You want something to drink? You need some water, some ice water lay beside you as you get thirsty when you wake up. I'm just saying, we got to do whatever to keep them happy because I'm telling you, ain't no side chick coming in to get my man because my husband told me this was a month ago. He sent me a little friendly text. He was like, man, you got me going to work hungry, laugh out loud. At least he was real sweet about it. He was sweet about you ain't cooking enough. Girl, let me tell you about what a sister been doing, okay? You ain't got to tell me too many times, baby, okay? I appreciate that you weren't rude because I probably would have made a whole devastating tragedy. But guess what? Mo been in here cooking dinner, okay? Baby, I cooked today, okay? Baby, I made you some stir fry today, baby. That's okay? Baby, what you want to eat today? Oh, Mo been in here cooking. Okay, I don't even like cooking no more, but she been cooking for a real nigga. You ain't gonna go get no meal from nobody else. You know, girl probably doing like, yeah, because I cook my man all the time. Might be over there low-key telling him that. He like, oh, yeah, my wife don't even cook for me no more. Oh, say no more, baby. You gonna get that meal. That's what you need. Oh, yeah, and you gonna get something to drink with it, too, and you can get some dessert. And I'm gonna take care of you, boom. That's right. I'm gonna keep them happy. And the same thing with y'all men. Happy wife, happy life. So if we happy, you ain't gonna hear nothing out of us. We ain't gonna say nothing. We can't say nothing. If the bills paid and you taking care of the kitty and she ain't got a purr on her own, oh yeah, baby, I'm gonna take care of you, boo. Everything is good. We having a good life, you know. So it's just all about, make sure you keep that sexy in it. You know, sometimes, you know, you just got to look nice. You know, sometimes, like when recently my husband left, I always like to dress. I like to dress down a lot, I noticed. But when I had one day put on, like, the black dress and all that, and then I took a picture, I'm bending over on a wall, and then I sent it to him, like, yeah, how you like that? He was like, where you at? You know, and it turned him on, and guess what? I looked on his phone yesterday, and guess what's on the screensaver? That picture. So that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. It's just to keep it sexy, boo. Keep it sexy. Do what you got to do to keep that man happy. So those little wicked side being ran smoothly, so they come, they disturb that, because now he taking money out to go chill with her little scammy tail. So just make sure you keep all of that tight and right. Keep that and watch your man and watch how he moves, watch his pattern, because sometimes things can be being good and he just wants something new and get bored. So watch out for that too. Watch his pattern. If you put on a little too much cologne, you know, just be watching with those eyes. So, guys, that was all I got to say for tonight for the size. I'm just telling y'all men, y'all better keep us happy, okay? Because we don't really want to go. One thing about a woman, we don't really want a side nigga. We just want to make sure we got good sex, got a man help us pay our bills, and we got somebody that's being emotional supportive to us. That's all we really want. And a family man. We got that. We'll be loyal to the day we die. Okay? But you guys, I don't know about you guys. Y'all get a little too bored too quick. And, you know, y'all get to wandering. You know? So, you know, y'all's is a little different from us. But I'm just saying, just continues on being that apple of his eyes. Make sure you keep, you know, when you get up, make sure you still keep it sexy. Keep your hair looking nice. I don't care. If it's a bad day, put a hat on and make the hat look sexy. You feel me? Just always have that opinion. You don't got to be sexy all the time, but make sure you don't let that go, you know. Make sure you keep it sexy. Make sure you tell him that you appreciate him, you love him, you appreciate the things that he brings to your life, appreciate being that mentor for you in your life, appreciate being, you know, just everything. Show him that you appreciate him, you know, cook him some meals, sometimes surprise him at his job with a meal. You know, I used to do that too, you know, but now he be walking all over the place, so I don't ever know where he at. But, you know, if you can, surprise that man at his job, like, hey, baby, I brought you lunch. You know, make him smile, you know. Just always keep it sexy, guys. Don't forget, be his little freak. If whatever he want to do, you know, try some things with him. Don't get all, you know, you get mad with him, you don't want to give him nothing. You mad with him, still bend over, turn over, flip to the side, back, on your stomach. I don't care. Let that man get hands, okay? Because that's one less nut you got to worry about. Guys, I thank you guys for getting on. I just want to let y'all know, if y'all got a man or a wife or a husband or a girlfriend or boyfriend, Y'all chose them because they was the one, guys. Just make sure y'all don't go out cheating, y'all. Just keep the one that you got and just keep it sexy, guys. I'm still trying to jump off a dresser, y'all. If I break limbs, I'm gonna let y'all know. But I still think I got it in, y'all. Because I ain't no never woman gonna come in and take what's mine. And I'm gonna say that, okay? Because he's mine. And thank you guys. I'll see y'all again. I'll see y'all probably Saturday at 7 o'clock, guys. I'm gonna take a break tomorrow. I'll be back Saturday at 7. Love you guys. Thanks for joining. Anything I get is not good for all.